want to welcome everybody to this bonus call of the 30-Day Unstoppable Challenge, and we're really excited that you joined us, and we're really excited that you've decided that it's time in your life that you're ready to lay down the gauntlet and take up the 30-Day Unstoppable Challenge. And, you know, there's no one that I know of that's better prepared, both from her own experience, from the incredible study that she's done, to teach you how to become unstoppable than the lady that we have the great pleasure to have with us tonight. And I just real quickly tell you that it's probably been 6 or 7 years ago that I received her book from someone, one of the greatest blessings in my life. Did not know her, obviously, at that time. I remember laying in bed and reading the stories that she wrote about, the true stories, the experiences of people in Unstoppable, and it was at a time in my life when my life was not the very best it could be, and, you know, it was a time when I needed every one, a single one of those stories. And, of course, I today talk about the story of Maxie Fowler a lot, one that really, really touched my life in a major way. And there's so many others in her book, too, that were great benefits for me. So I've known her a lot longer than I've known her because I've known her through her writing and you know, through the things that she's done, you know, that she's given me, but she's given so many other people, you know, as well. So, you know, she's, I think, you know, someone who's extremely qualified to teach on the subject tonight. She, you know, came from a corporate background before she wrote her book, and, you know, she's researched success. She's talked to so many successful people. If you haven't had a chance to read Unstoppable, of course, it comes in your package. You're going to, you know, see some corporate types. You're going to see some everyday, ordinary people. And, you know, she's really been able to get inside and close to a lot of different types of people. And in doing that, she's become extremely knowledgeable about what it takes to become unstoppable. You know, if you stop and think about every goal that we adopt, you know, we get enthusiastic about it. We fall madly in love with it. We go out, we start these bold plans that we have, we put them in place, and then what happens? Life happens. You know, the wheels fall off. And then typically, for most of us, what happens is we give up on the dream, abandon the plan to go address whatever challenge life gave us. Well, Cynthia can help you become unstoppable no matter what comes along, whatever life happens to deliver. So she's got some tools and strategies that have already helped, you know, thousands of people around the world develop an unstoppable mindset. She can do the very same with you tonight, focused on one of the single biggest resolutions of every new year, if not the single biggest, and that is, you know, a health goal, weight loss goal. So without any further ado, welcome to the call and welcome to the team, Cynthia Kersey.
Thank you so much, Vic. I really appreciate you and your wonderful work. So thanks for your invitation. And I want to welcome everyone to this call. I hope you're all ready to create the body and the life that you deserve in 2007. And so if that's you, and I'm sure it is because that's why you're on this call this evening, you're really at the right place at the right time. And before we begin, I want you to get a pen and a paper and take some notes because we're going to talk about some really powerful concepts that you can get into action immediately after this call's finished. And as Vic said, the number one New Year's resolution is for people to lose weight. Now, I recently heard a quote that they called New Year's resolutions, they said that they go in 1 year and out the other. And I think that's so true. How many of us start things, just like what Vic says, with great enthusiasm? Whenever you start any goal, we're so excited and we see the possibility and we want to make the change. And then Monday morning, you know, you wake up to something called a life. And so the problem is a lot of people get discouraged and they quit and they believe that they can't make a change. And so if you've tried dieting in the past, if you've bought gym memberships, read weight loss books, or even attended Weight Watcher meetings, and you still were unable or even unmotivated to stick with your eating or exercise plan or keep the weight off that you lost, I have some really good news. Your past does not have to determine what you create in the future. And the best diet in the world is not going to work unless you have the right mindset and a structure. And then once you get that, any diet can really support you. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight with the Unstoppable Weight Loss Challenge. We're going to talk tonight about giving you the foundation that will enable you to develop a mindset and a structure that can help you actualize the vision of your life, really create the body, the energy that you really want and deserve. And by the way, this can be applied to any goal that you have. I've coached this Unstoppable Challenge literally to thousands of people, and they've experienced amazing results. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that in a second. So tonight what we're going to do is you're going to walk away with a powerful process that you can use to jumpstart the results that you want in the area of creating the body and the life that you deserve. And I'm going to introduce to you in a second Tawny Gomes, who's an unstoppable woman, and she's actually a coach with me on this program that I'm going to be telling you about. But before I formally introduce her to you, I want to give you a little bit of background about what we're talking about. As Vic said, I've now spent over 10 years interviewing and researching hundreds of unstoppable people or top performers. And my question to them was, how did you create these amazing results in your life and keep from getting stopped? What specifically did you do that enabled you to stay in action when other people who would have experienced a similar circumstance would have quit? And what I found through my research is that there's basically three areas that if people want to make a change, these three areas will make or break it for you. The first is your beliefs. What kind of beliefs, what kind of internal conditioning, what do you believe to be true about the possibility of changing your life, the possibility of being at your ideal weight, the possibility of looking your best? What do you believe about that? Are your beliefs empowering, or are they filled with fear, skepticism, and limitation? Those beliefs will determine what you can create. So we're going to talk about how you can change your beliefs to support this new vision for your life. The second thing are your behaviors. What do you do every single day? Are you able, after you make a commitment, are you able to get yourself to consistently take action? Or do you sabotage yourself? And we all sabotage ourselves in different areas. So it's really about how do we more consistently take empowering actions and then let the sabotaging behaviors fall away with something that really supports us. And we're going to talk about how to do that as well. And then finally, how do you create a structure that will enable you to take that consistent steps, take that action? Accountability is a magical word. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. That is critical. They say the number one way to make any change in your life is through group support and coaching. Why? It's that accountability. How many of you have ever started something and a week later you're already finished? But how would it be different if you were accountable, if you were doing it with someone, if you had to check in every single day, if you had to report to somebody? Well, I would be willing to state that probably your results would be different. I know my results are different when I have that accountability. So those are the three things that we're going to be talking about tonight that you can apply to any goal to really help you create a different result in your life. And again, this Unstoppable Challenge program that everyone on Vic's list purchased is going to give you the foundation, all of these principles that we're talking about tonight. And I've coached this program to literally hundreds and hundreds of people. And people have gone through it and literally doubled or tripled their sales in just 30 days. I just finished a program yesterday with a company. This guy doubled his income in 6 weeks. In 6 weeks, he doubled his income. I mean, the process, people have won trips, and at least 50% of the people who participated in my Unstoppable Challenge had a goal to lose weight. And what I've noticed was really interesting is that many of the people had struggled their entire life. So it wasn't something that maybe they were struggling with 10 pounds. It was a goal they had for years. And they were never able to get themselves to take consistent action. And after going through the Unstoppable Challenge, they said it was like a miracle to them. One person told me, she said, I always started something strong and then quit. Does that sound familiar to anybody on this call? She said, I felt like a failure, but the Unstoppable Challenge pulled it all together for me, and I had a huge attitude shift. In 60 days, I lost 3 dress sizes, and I feel like a new person. And one other that I want to read to you, I love Susan, her story. She said, I started at least 20 exercise programs in the past, but I always quit before seeing any results. I wanted to have a personal trainer, but I couldn't fit that into my schedule, and I basically felt like I was a failure, and I had given up on the hopes of getting into shape. When I heard about your program, I decided to give it one more try because I felt it was doable. It was in a 30-day commitment. So I bought your program. I committed to walk 100 miles. For the first 30-day challenge. And this was a huge stretch for me, but I felt like I could do anything for 30 days. Every morning I get up earlier to get in my walk, and there were mornings when I didn't feel like walking. But on my way to work, I'd listen to your CDs, and I was so inspired by the stories of people who accomplished amazing results in their life that I felt if they could do it, I could do it. Just like what Vic was talking about. So each morning I'd track my progress, and I was thrilled to see I was getting one step closer to my goal. I was so inspired that I accomplished my goal of 100 miles in 21 days. I've already set my next goal to walk 300 miles in 90 days. This is something I never would have even considered was possible. Thank you for literally jump-starting my life. And so, I mean, these are just a few. I could spend the entire time talking about people who were able to apply what we're talking about tonight to create, literally, people told me that it saved their life. And think about it. How do we feel when we try something over and over and over and we don't follow through? I mean, it's devastating to our psyche. And what the Unstoppable Challenge does is it really helps stop and eliminate that quitting cycle. Because when we quit, when we start something, every time we start something and we quit, it sends a message to our psyche that says, you know what, we're incapable, we can't do it, there's no hope. And it's not true. It's really just the approach. And I think the Unstoppable Challenge makes it simple. It feels like it's doable. And I can guarantee you that if you do what we talk about tonight, you will absolutely create a measurable result in your life in just 30 days. So we're going to give you an overview of the program, but right now I want to introduce to you my special guest, and she's also going to be co-coaching the Unstoppable Weight Loss Challenge program with me that starts in January 24th. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Tani Gomes. She is an unstoppable woman. She went from wearing a size 26 and weighing 300 pounds to a size 8 weighing 140 pounds. You might have seen her on the cover of Good Housekeeping, among other top magazines. She's the founder of No More Excuses, a weight loss support program that has more than 50,000 1,000 members, and she's one of the country's leading weight loss coaches. And one of the reasons that I chose Tani to do this with me is because she's been there. She is an example. She was literally, virtually, let me just say, a couch potato, right? She wasn't, Tani, you weren't exactly moving that body a lot. And now she's run over 60 marathons. So if anybody's on the phone that thinks it's too late to change, you're too old, it's impossible, Tani went literally from doing nothing physically to doing 60 marathons, and she's now training for the Ironman. Now, it's not a requirement for you to do that on this call, but it really is. We're not going to make you sign up for the Ironman. But it really, she really is a representation of somebody who's been there. And I love Tani. I did the Honolulu Marathon with her. She inspires me, and I just want to introduce to you the unstoppable Tani Gomes. Welcome, Tani.
Thank you, Cynthia. very honored. Thank you.
Well, so tell me, Tani, and believe me, I'm honored to be able to do this with you. You've tried, obviously, before it finally clicked for you, a lot of different weight loss programs to lose over 150 pounds. And so you clearly you know what works and what doesn't work. And you also did my Unstoppable Challenge. So what I'd like for you just to briefly share is what do you think is unique and different about the process we're going to be sharing on this call tonight?
Well, obviously, I did try numerous things over and over and over again. The big difference is with the Unstoppable Challenge, it's only one step. I call it baby steps. It's not, okay, starting tomorrow, you need to run a marathon. You need to only eat carrot sticks and drink water. And if you're good, you get a piece of bread. It's not like that. It's more about being in action and taking one step. And for me, I could do that. When I read that and I saw what it was about, I thought, okay, well, I could do one step. I mean, that doesn't seem so overwhelming. I still ate and didn't change anything drastically. I've been doing this for 10 years. I started in 1997 at 300 pounds. So little by little, people think, oh, what did you do? Do you only drink water and eat carrot sticks? No, that's not true at all. Anybody, and Cynthia has had dinner with me more than once, knows that that's not true. But it's about remaining in action, developing a process that is part of your lifestyle, just like brushing your teeth. So that was the big distinction with everything else that I had tried, is that this is a process. It's not overnight. It's a process to adapt it into your lifestyle and get the habits and the right mindset. And now, I mean, 10 years ago, I didn't even know what an Ironman was.
Right.
So, but now I have the mindset that, and the process that I can incorporate it into any goal that I set for myself, including the Ironman.
Isn't that amazing? Don't you find that fascinating that you're training now for a marathon, not a marathon, an Ironman, and literally it all came about as a result of taking one step at a time and then letting that build a momentum so that you have lasting change in your life. Isn't that what everybody's looking for?
I can't believe it, honestly. I mean, it's amazing to me to think that that's what I'm doing. I mean, I still have to, you know, watch the language that I say to myself because it seems, you know, what am I doing? But it's like, I don't need to worry about the Ironman. Tomorrow, yeah. I'm swimming.
Right.
That's
yeah.
all I got to do. That's my only action tomorrow is I'm swimming.
Yeah. Exactly.
So bite-sized pieces, one step, one action.
So this program, this process applies whether you're just starting or you want to do a marathon, or an Ironman. It really does apply to wherever you are in the process.
You are in your life.
In your life, exactly. Exactly. So let's start. Let's get everybody started. I hope everybody has a pen and a paper right now. The first step is you have to get clear on what do you want. And what I want you to do is get an image in your mind of what would be an ideal vision for your life in the area of health and fitness. What would you look like? What kind of energy would you have? What kinds of things, activities would you be able to engage in? What kind of food would you be eating? What kind of clothes would you be wearing? And what would you look like? So getting an image is really important in creating any change in your life. You have to know. They say most people don't make a change in their life because they don't really know what they want. You know, they want something, but they're not clear on it. And if you're not clear, it's not going to happen. And so, Tawny, when you first got serious about losing weight, I understand and your ideal scene might have changed over the last 10 years. So when you were just getting started, what did you hope to be possible for you?
Well, at the time, I simply just wanted to fit comfortably in an airline seat because I used to travel a lot for my job, and I wanted to not worry about splitting out the seam in my skirts.
Yeah, and I feel when I hear that, I know there's a lot of pain associated with that.
Well, it's really embarrassing. I'd have a business meeting, and I'm getting dressed, and I go to sit down, rip! You know, what are you supposed to do? You're in Arizona, and you're supposed to go to a meeting.
Right. Or if you're in an airplane, and you're afraid that you can't fit in the seat, or you're going to, you know, move over into somebody else's seat and that kind of experience, I know that there's a lot of shame associated to that, or embarrassment.
Right. And, I mean, I used to purposely back, this is obviously before September 11th, but I used to purposely book flights where it wasn't a full flight so that I could make sure my fat could spill over into the seat and it would be empty.
Okay. So the what that you wanted wasn't to be able to weigh 140 pounds and get on the cover of Good Housekeeping. Your initial what was that you wanted to be able to fit into an airline seat and not be embarrassed and not have to split your skirt out, to be able to actually wear clothes that you weren't bursting out the seams. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So that's the what. The second step is the why. An unstoppable person, they say that to create any result in your life, 20% is knowing how to do it. 10 years ago, Tawny, did you know really how to lose weight? Didn't you know that you needed to eat less and move more?
Absolutely.
I mean, is there anybody on the planet that really doesn't know that? And yet Americans and people around the world, but specifically in America, and I know we have people from Sweden and Australia and Canada on the line, you know, Americans are more obese today than they've ever been. And it's not because they don't know how to do it. So step number two is why. The single most important motivator that will enable you to go through any difficulty and go through any obstacle is the power of purpose. So ask yourselves as you're going through this, why is it so important to achieve this goal? What are the benefits that I will experience, and what will it cost me to not make this change in my life, personally, professionally, emotionally, spiritually? What is the cost? So, Tawny, what was your why when you really looked at, you didn't want to be able to encroach on somebody else's seat, you didn't want to split out your skirt. Was there any other why, a real driver for you?
Well, I think at the time, I mean, I know this now looking back, I think it was just I was extremely depressed. I was on a lot of medication for depression, and it just was too overwhelming for me. And so at the time, I just thought, I am not going to be able to continue on like this. Right. This is no way to live a life. I just can't. It takes way too much energy, and I just can't do it anymore. So it was a real, I don't know that I verbalized it then, but it was just a sense of why bother going on.
Well, what I'm hearing you say, Tawny, is it's really reclaiming, kind of reframing that in a positive way, it's really reclaiming your power. It's like saying, you know what, if I have to continue the way that it's going right now, I'm not that motivated. As a matter of fact, I'm on medication because I'm so depressed. That's not working for me anymore. And so you made a decision that, you know, your life's worth more than that. If you're going to continue to live, you've got to make some changes. And that's a really compelling reason. I've talked to people about losing weight before in different companies that I've spoken to, and people said, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. This one woman specifically comes to my mind. And so I said, okay, why? Why do you want to lose the weight? Oh, well, you know, I think I would look better in my clothes. Okay, good. So why is that important? Well, you know, I don't know, I've got some stuff in my closet that I haven't been able to wear. I think it would be good. And I kept asking her why, and that's about as deep as she got. And it's like, well, you might as well come up with a new goal, because her why wasn't compelling enough to make the changes necessary to make it happen. Even to lose 10 pounds, let's face it, you got to really make some changes. You got to move more. You got to modify how you're eating. And our emotions drive our behavior. So it's really important for you to go as deep as you can on why you want to make this change in your life. And when you get to the point where it draws a tear to your eye, you've got something. So I encourage each of you to start a list. Why do you want to start this year? The woman that called in earlier, she said, you know what? I'm starting a diet. I want to make a change. Why? Why is it so important that it happens this year, this time? You know, and what's it going to cost you to go another year? You know, the New Year's resolution, it goes in one year and out the other. Is that acceptable to you? So really get in touch with the pain it costs you. Fortunately or unfortunately, most people are more driven by pain than pleasure. So it wasn't what I heard you say, Tawny, is it wasn't like, oh, you were so motivated because you were going to look so great. It was the pain of the hell you were experiencing. Right? The depression, right. Not being able to fit into your clothes, being on a plane and being embarrassed. That's
right.
Pain.
Very painful.
So that's beautiful that you tapped into that. So I want to encourage people to really look at what is it costing you. A philosopher once said, a person who has a strong enough why can bear almost any how. So once you know what would be an ideal image for your health and fitness, the body that you really want, and don't worry about if you believe it right this second, but what would it look like? And then secondly, why is it so important to you? And make a list of as many reasons why as possible. The next step is, what are the beliefs that you're going to need to make that happen? Our beliefs are an indication of what our beliefs drive the behavior. It's that emotion and belief. So what we believe will have a direct impact on the results that we create. So if we don't think we can make a change, if you don't think that you can actually achieve your goal weight, or if you could, like Tawny, you know, to the point where she could literally lose enough weight to fit in an airplane seat, or lose enough weight, maybe what was that, 10, 20 pounds, so you wouldn't continue to split out your skirts, you had to actually believe that that was possible, or you wouldn't have been able to actually make that shift. So when you go back there, what do you see as, what were some of the limiting beliefs that had stopped you up until that point?
Why bother trying? I only just gain it back. It's not worth all the effort. And then all I do is gain it back anyway. So what's
right.
the point?
Mm-hmm. So do you?
I always failed.
Right. Yeah. So what shifted for you? When you look back at when you really made the distinction and the shift, What was the belief? Was the belief that, gosh, if I take a one step at a time, eventually I'll get a result?
I think when I started, I didn't have that, but I could see little by little I was getting positive reinforcement, because all I had to do was one thing. And so then I was like, okay, well, I can do that again tomorrow. So every day I was getting a little tiny success beads of, okay, this wasn't so bad. I could do something tomorrow.
So your belief was, I can do one thing every day.
Right.
That I can do. I don't know if I'm going to, you know, really get into that airplane seat or stop splitting out the skirts, but I know I can do one thing.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
I can do one thing.
And yep. That enabled you to really get into action.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's powerful.
It's daily action.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And, you know, people have told me that over and over, like Susan. She said she quit, you know, every single exercise program. But she thought, I can do just one thing. And by getting into that action, it allows people to create that momentum. So what I want everybody on the call to do, get your paper out again, and I want to help you explore your underlying beliefs about your ability to create this body that you really want, this energy, this health, this level of fitness. So I want you to write down the statement, losing weight is X, and you fill in the blank. Being at my optimal weight would mean X. And the final one is, the disadvantage of achieving my weight goal would be X. And what's fascinating about this, and I know, Tani, I'm sure that you can relate to this, is with any goal that we have, whenever we want to make a change, and we've struggled to make a change, in our unconscious or subconscious mind, we actually have a belief that it's going to be more painful, you know, to do it than actually the pleasure of achieving it. So, for example, before you were able to make the shift, what was your belief about losing weight? Losing weight is?
A constant struggle.
Constant struggle. Well, who wants to do that? I don't want to sign up for that program. What about being at my optimal weight would mean what? What did you believe back then?
I think I believed it would solve all my problems.
Mm-hmm. It would solve all your problems. Okay, well, that sounds like a pretty positive thing. Mm-hmm. What was the disadvantage?
Too much effort. Takes too much time.
Yeah, and then you got to keep doing it.
Right.
It's not like one time and then it's done forever.
Right.
So being at your optimal weight would mean a lot of work, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, again, you know, who wants to sign up for that program?
Right.
Yeah. So do you see what I'm saying? When we want to make a change in our life, what we have to do is we got to create more pleasure than the pain. And the pain, when you look at these statements, what we need to do is modify them. So the question would be, and this is really an important thing, you can't go from losing weight is hard, it's constant effort, and then go with you to the next modifying belief and go, oh, losing weight will be great, and I'm going to look so awesome, and it's going to be so easy. Is there any way that you're going to believe that?
No.
No, I mean, you probably don't even believe that now. I don't know that I would think it's easy. I don't even know that I would go with that. But, you know, a belief that I could go with could be, losing weight is a way I'm honoring myself, and if I just take consistent action over a period of time, I can make it happen. Maybe that's the belief. Think about your beliefs, Tani, when you look at it's a constant struggle. How could somebody who believes losing weight is a constant struggle, how could they modify that belief that would be believable, that they could buy into today, that would encourage them to be in action?
Well, I think it comes down to just remaining in action about becoming a better, healthier person long term, instead of, oh, it's a constant struggle, putting that, you know, then who wants to sign up for that? But if it is becoming a way of life and part of a routine and a structure that empowers you, then and it's just one step, oh, that doesn't seem so bad. I could do that.
Right. And also, you know, it reminds me of a quote, if you, when you lose it quick, you gain it quick. And so, you know, I've read, how many of us have read all of these advertisements about the miracle secret, and it's the way, I just got this, I was on this list, you know, you gotta weigh at least 20 pounds and he's gonna reveal these miraculous, you know, things that you're going to do. And the thing is, it's really, it's our results can be a miracle, but the reality is, it's not magic. It's simple distinctions. That if you are committed just to take that one consistent step, what happens is your confidence builds. So, Tani, when you started years ago, you started that one single step. What was your first step? Do you remember what it was? Was it walking? Was it changing your diet?
No, couldn't be bothered with that. It was drinking a glass of water.
Okay. So literally your first step was, I'm going to start drinking more water.
One glass of water.
I'm going to drink one, what, a week, a day?
A day.
An hour? Okay, a day. Okay, wow. One, and you know what? How many people don't even do that?
I didn't.
I know a lot of people who don't do that, too.
I did not.
And you know, that takes us to step number four, is what are the behaviors that you need to take? So for the Unstoppable Weight Loss Challenge, what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to start by taking a single step. So if you're not working out, and you're not on an eating plan, and you're really not doing anything, like Tani said, we're not going to recommend that you eat carrot sticks and go out and run for an hour a day and take all your supplements and drink your water. And, you know, I mean, you're just not, that's not going to work. Research proves the most effective way to make a change is focus on one thing at a time and let that build momentum. And so the secret to changing your life is focusing on one small step at a time, because even the busiest person can do one thing. So you're coaching a lot of people specifically with weight loss. So what would you say to somebody who is starting really at square one? What would be the single most important thing that they could do starting tomorrow?
Be in action.
So start moving.
Start moving.
And so that could look like what?
Well, it depends on where they're at, but it could be, you know, walking to the corner. It could be walking after dinner. It could be, you know, parking far away and walking into their office.
Okay.
It all depends on where they're starting, but.
Right. So making a commitment to start moving. When I trained for the marathon, I wasn't running at the time. I was working out, but I wasn't running. And so literally, my training when I started, I trained with the team in training, and we would go out and we would walk for 4 minutes and run for 1 minute. I mean, the first week we might have walked for 5 minutes and then ran 1 minute. And then a couple of weeks later, we would walk for 4 minutes and run 1 minute. Then another week, we would walk for 4 minutes or 3 minutes and run for 1 minute. And then we would add 2 minutes. So it was a process. So there is no way I could have gone out there and run even a mile. But when you do it in baby steps and you build on that momentum, it really wasn't, I'm not going to say it wasn't difficult, but it was doable.
Right,
I'm not going to lie to you guys, but it was doable. And I did it. I completed the marathon, which is something I never thought would be possible. So wherever you are, what we want you to do is think of what would be the single most important thing. Now, some people on this call might already be exercising. Maybe they just kind of, you know, fell off the wagon, or they're not really focused on their eating, but they've been exercising. So what you could do is you can even start with one meal. So if you're really not in control of your eating, you could say, okay, for breakfast, I'm going to focus, and I'm going to eat a healthy breakfast. And then next week, I'm going to add a lunch. So wherever you are, this unstoppable challenge, we really work to support you wherever you are. Now, some people on this phone, and I've had people on my program who they really, they've exercised and they know how to eat, but they would just like to take it to another level. So if you're at that stage, you can say, okay, my one step might be to walk 30 minutes a day and to eat 1,200 calories or whatever. If you already know that and it's a habit for you, you can make that as your one step. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, good. Any other comments about the one step, Tawny? Anything come to mind about that?
It's powerful.
Yeah.
It just, it's life-changing. I mean, it's just, you don't necessarily believe it at the time because you think, oh, big deal, drink a glass of water. But it builds momentum.
Right. Exactly. And again, it stops that quitting cycle because how many of you, I don't want to see this happen for the people on the call where you're enthusiastic, you're on this call, it's like I've got to do something, and then a week or two, it's the same old, right?
The New Year's
resolution is gone, and then you feel worse about yourself. So what we're doing is really offering a new possibility. And then the final step to really support all of this is what structure do you need to support yourself and hold yourself accountable, literally to force you to do what you really want to do. Research proves, again, the most number one effective way to change behavior specifically. I went to a whole conference specifically on weight loss, and they said, hands down, the people who got the biggest support and made the biggest changes was through group support and coaching. The reason is the accountability, right? You're going to have to go. You weigh every single week. You've got a coach. You've got accountability. So what is the structure that you need to support yourself? Tawny, tell me, how important was it to have a structure, specifically with the Unstoppable Challenge? How did that impact your ability to stay in action?
I really think that that was the key to the whole success, is once I had the structure or the foundation in place, then it was just a matter of plugging it in, so to speak. And I still live my life. Those of you who know me, I'm very structured because that's what works for me.
And you've got a lot going on. So a lot of people, let me just say this because this is important. You know, you work, you coach, you're training. You have to be structured to get that all fit in. And a lot of people will say, I just don't have the time. And I can't imagine how you respond to that comment. Right.
Yeah.
So the point is that, Tawny, and what I so acknowledge you for is you really decided that this was something that was really important to you. And whether it's losing weight, running marathons, doing an Ironman, you do whatever you need to do to get it fit in. Now, most of the people on this call probably aren't training. Maybe they're training for a marathon, but probably not the Ironman, maybe. So we're not saying that you're going to have to designate 2 hours a day for training. For some people, the Unstoppable Challenge could be 15 minutes to a half an hour, depending on where you're going. The key thing is it's critical to get a structure and some sort of accountability. And so what I want to do is share with you an additional structure beyond the book, beyond the CDs, that for those of you who are really serious and committed and you want that a different support, you might want to consider this. And I kind of equated, I'm wondering how many of you on the phone have ever bought a gym membership? And then, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later, you forget what exit the gym is off of, right? Mm-hmm. Or you bought a weight loss, a piece of equipment like a Stairmaster, and then a month later, it's literally just like it holds your clothes. I mean, how many people do that? Are you purchase books and you get to page 10 and then you're done, or you read it and you don't do anything? That's human nature. So don't beat yourself up for it. Most people, remember, do better with group support and coaching. I do that with myself. I wanted to get into better shape. I got a coach. I joined Team and Training. I had a team of people. I've gone through this Unstoppable Challenge with Tawny being my partner. I have coaches. I pay people. When I really want to make a change in my life and I'm so busy, but it's important to me and I haven't been able to do it on my own, I'm happy to pay to have a coach to hold me accountable, because you know what? I want that result in my life. I deserve it. And even, you know, Tiger Woods has coaches. Oprah has coaches. Everybody, I would say 95% of the top performers in the world have mentors and coaches and people that support them. So I want you to imagine, what would it look like? How would it be different if you got a gym membership and then you actually had a trainer waiting at the gym for you, looking at their watch? And if you didn't show up, they'd be calling you on the phone and asking you what happened. Do you think you'd get a better result? What do you think, Tawny?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. So what we're going to do is, you know, buying the book, getting the CDs, it's like a gym membership. It works if you use it. But if you're like me, you might do better with an additional accountability structure, a personal trainer or coach to get the full value out of this program. And so for the individuals who really are looking for that support and who are really committed, you've got a strong why to make this change, I've got a limited opportunity for you all to work directly on a team with me and Tawny, and we have 8 slots left. I promoted this to my list as well, and I'm very excited. It's our inaugural coaching program specifically for weight loss, so everybody on the call is going to have the same goal you do. And remember, again, the coaching and the group support really can make the difference. Research also has proven that whenever you get a coach, for every dollar you spend on coaching, you get back $5.70. So if you're using it, you can take these same principles. And if you want to make more money, or if you're trying to make some sort of a change in your business, they literally have equated it and calculated it down. For a dollar you spend, you get $5.70 result, which I think is fascinating. So again, this isn't for everyone, and even if it would be, logistically it doesn't work. We're going to be working with 24 people on our team. And so basically what we're going to do is create a team, and we're going to start January the 24th, and we have some really exciting things. So the call is at 5 o'clock Pacific time, and again, we're going to have 24 people maximum on this team, and it's going to go for 16 weeks. And the way that you can get selected to be on this team is you go through an interview. Now, why do we say that people have to have an interview? And the reason is because we're looking out for your best interest. You're going to be assigned a partner, somebody that you're going to talk to, and you're going to support each other every single day. And it's not going to be a long conversation. It's really to hold each other accountable and to encourage you or encourage each other. If you didn't take your one step, it's like, okay, great. What am I going to do tomorrow to make sure that that happens? And one of the most important parts of this program is your partnership, that accountability. So we screen people. You sign an agreement. You have to talk to your partner every single day. If you're not willing to do that, we don't want your money. You know, seriously, because we only want people who are 100% committed to themselves and to this process. So let me just give you a couple of minutes, a couple of pieces of information, and then we'll open it up if anybody has any questions about anything we talked about. Again, it starts on the 24th of January. It's at 5 o'clock Pacific time. The calls will be recorded. So if you miss it, you can download it. It's going to be an MP3 file. You can put it on your iPod. I know, Tani, you downloaded your these Unstoppable Challenge calls. You were on the calls. You downloaded it, and you worked out hearing them again, right?
Right, absolutely.
What kind of an impact did the calls make on your life?
Well, they're just, you know, when you wake up early and you're tired and you're stressed out, it was just a good reminder to just focus and get back at it. It's a new day. Maybe yesterday didn't go as great, and I've got worries and challenges and stresses. It was just great to start my day out with that.
Perfect. So you literally, you would use it to reaffirm in kind of that conditioning. Every single
right.
day, you'd be listening to that. And also the CDs. What you're going to be getting is you'll have the CDs, right? So everybody on this call has the Unstoppable 30-Day Challenge. What we're going to be doing is we're going to send you two more, a 60- and a 90-Day Challenge. So you're going to have 16 weeks where every single day, 15 minutes, a story, like what Vic was talking about, something that will so inspire you that if they can make this change, you can too. So you're going to get the Unstoppable 90-Day Challenge audio program. You're going to get 16 calls. Again, they begin January the 24th. You're going to get a partner where your commitment is to talk to them five minutes, at least 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. You get two days off. You'll have the coaching with me and, of course, with Tani. And what Tani is offering to everyone, which I think is really generous, a lot of people, when you're going through challenge and through making changes, and by the way, we don't really care what diet you take, just that you follow, as long as it's something that's healthy. And if you don't know what food plan to use, we can help you with that process. But if you're on Isagenix or Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig, it's great. Whatever you choose to use, or we can help support you as well. But this is really about mindset and structure. That's what we're going to be talking about. What are those unconscious beliefs and those sabotaging behaviors? You know, why do you sabotage yourself? Have you ever done stuff before? Tani, have you ever done this? You go, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
I know I shouldn't do that. Why am I doing that? There is a reason. And we really go through the process of seeing your conditioning. What is that underlying programming? And help you rewire your brain. And it's not difficult. Once you can get in there, we have a very simple step to help you get in touch with what are those programs that you're running right now and the beliefs, and then how can we shift that. So that's really what this process is all about. And so if you have any questions, if you are struggling, if you need some additional support, all you have to do is email Tani, and she'll get back to you. So she'll email you within 24 hours, unless she's out doing her Ironman. Maybe that weekend we might give her 48 hours. But other than that, you're going to have access to me through the calls, and Tani through the calls, and additionally through the email, and also to my office. So we're here to support you. Now, something really, really exciting is what we're going to do for our first one is we want to make this exciting. So the person who has the overall greatest percentage of weight loss will win $1,000. How's that sound?
Great.
That sounds good. And
I know I'm not eligible.
I know. Too bad, huh? And then the other piece that we're going to do, every single person who signs up for this program and you take your daily step and you turn in your week in review, you talk to your partner, and you do the work. Every person who does that, whether you reach your weight goal or not, because it's just a matter of time, right? I mean, all you can really control is your action. And we want to reward that. So for everybody who has the courage and the commitment to take the action, we will give you the next 90 days for free. And I'm so confident that this works, that if you take your action and you don't get a measurable result in your 90 days, you can get a complete refund. So we're making this really simple. We want you to be successful. It's really all about supporting you and creating the health and vitality that you want. So let me tell you really quickly, because our call is going to be over in a second. What do you do? Now, what you need to do is, my assistant is at the office right now. The Unstoppable Challenge begins on the 24th, so we're interviewing tomorrow and Saturday. So hopefully you'll be available. If you want to be interviewed, call my office. It's 888-867-8677. And if you're calling from overseas, it's 805-492-7832. She's there. If it goes into voicemail, what I need you to do is leave this information, and you can also email her, and she'll call you back. Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at unstoppable.net. Linda at unstoppable.net. And this is the information you need to give her. Your name, the best number to reach you, the time zone you're in, and the best time that she could schedule an interview for you, either Friday or Saturday. All right? And we want to make this as expeditious as possible, because the team will be filled by Saturday. So give us the time you're available, your phone number. She will set the interview, and one of my coaches will call you and explain everything that you need to know about this program and really see if it's a fit for you. So, again, the interview is really painless, and people tell me just by participating in the interview process, it greatly enriched their life, because it helped them get clear on really why they wanted to make a change and what that vision would look like. So the coaches that we have are amazing people. You'll get value just by going through that experience. And there's no obligation. So what I want to close with you, again, is that we want to make this really exciting. And Tawny and I, my entire staff, are completely committed. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of where you are, or if you're really committed to making a change and taking the consistent action, you don't have to do it alone. And you've got a team of people who can support you in doing that. So all you need to do is call my office, 888-UNSTOPPABLE, and that's 867-8677, or call my assistant, Linda, or email her at linda@unstoppable.net. Let her know your name, your phone number, the best time to get an interview, Friday or Saturday, and the time zone that you're in, and she will schedule that for you. You need to allow 30 minutes for the consultation. All right? So what I want to do is, I'm going to open the lines. If you have any questions, hopefully mute your phone if you're on a speakerphone or anything like that, or you have any background noise, so that I can have the lines open. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Are you guys feeling unstoppable?
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Are you ready to create the body that you really, really want in 2007?
Yes.
Well, that wasn't very much enthusiasm.
Everybody's muted.
A little more enthusiasm. What's that?
Everybody's still muting, I think.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions for us? I know we went through this really quickly, and we're almost out of time.
I have a question, Ray from Sweden. Will you repeat, please, the telephone number? I
yes.
can call you.
For you, it's 805.
805.
492.
492.
7832.
7832.
Yes, and let her know what your time zone is and the best time in the next 48 hours for us to call you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Excellent, thank you. Any other questions?
The financial commitment.
Okay, the financial commitment varies depending on what you want to commit to. We have a couple of options, and that's why we have you talk to a coach to really see what is your situation and what really fits you best. All right, that's one of the reasons that we have a coach talk to you, to really help you look at what's the best option for you.
Can you give us ranges?
Well, it's anywhere. Well, it just kind of, you know what, I'd really rather you talk to the coach if that's possible. But it's anywhere from like $100 to $1,000, just depending on what you want to do.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
Hi, I'm Minnie from South Africa.
When Hello.
Do we start calling Linda?
What's that?
When do we start calling Linda?
Now.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. She's here. So call her now, and if it goes into voicemail, leave your information, and she's going to be here for an hour, so she'll call you back and get you scheduled. And I really encourage you to do it now because, like I said, we only have 8 places left on the team.
Okay.
All right? That's great. I was just in Africa 3 or 4 weeks ago. God bless you.
Good.
I love Africa. Any other questions? Okay, so you guys, thank you so much, Tawny. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be doing this with you. If anybody on the call has any questions, please feel free to call my office. We're really here to support you, and I believe in you no matter what you've done, whatever your past looks like, whatever struggles and frustration you have, I know. Let me believe in you. Let, you know, adopt my belief in yourself. And sometimes that's what we need. We need somebody else who can say, you know what, this is possible. If you just do this, take that one step. And we're going to take you by the hand, Tawny and I, both of us, every single step of the way. So thank you so much for your attendance on this call. God bless you. Make 2007 the most unstoppable year yet. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.